The Osgood File, sponsored in part by the acclaimed Bose Wave Music System, a gift as special as the occasion. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood. Former Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson was back on Capitol Hill for yet another ritual whipping.
Our responses were not perfect, but I am confident that they were substantially correct and that they saved this nation from great peril.
More after this from Charlie. It was the first time former Treasury Secretary Paulson had testified since leaving office, and members of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee weren't going to make it easy.
How could you give him $20 billion?
Committee Chair Adolphus Towns wanted to know who came up with the idea to merge Bank of America with Merrill Lynch, a deal which ended up adding $20 billion to the cost of the Bank of America bailout.
Is it true that Mr. Lewis called you in December 2008 and asked the government to get involved, or did you call him?
The first time we heard of this, What was a call from Lewis.
Kenneth Lewis is the CEO of Bank of America, and last December, as Merrill Lynch continued to tank, he threatened to pull out of the merger. That was when Henry Paulson told Lewis, "Do what I say, or you're fired." Republican Jim Jordan called that intimidation. Paulson said he had no choice.
It was the view of the government, that the Fed and Treasury, that when these announces were announced, that they would truly shake the market were it not for some form of government support being in place.
By now, you're wondering, what was the point of hauling the former Treasury Secretary before a House committee to rehash old news? Well, with unemployment headed to 10% and already well above that in several swing states, members of Congress need to explain to voters where all that bailout money went. Paulson wasn't much help, except to say once again that he is very optimistic that Bank of America would pay the taxpayers back with interest. Let me know when you get your cut. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Friday, July 17th, 2009.